Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin County Medical Center, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin County Medical Center, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters on this Sunday morning. Good morning to you, your host, Dr. David Hilden.
What's up?
Well, you're up and at him, and you hope to see the eclipse tomorrow.
I do. Anybody heard of this thing?
Yeah.
I heard there's. I just got wind of it. There's something going on. No, here's the deal. Right from here, a couple of my family members and I are heading to Beatrice, Nebraska.
Hmm.
Along with a couple hundred million of our closest friends,
oh,
I
boy.
Think. Yeah.
You see pictures of crowded freeways. And
oh, I know.
Highways.
Gas running out. It's going to be like Armageddon. You know, people fleeing. It's going to be like a like a Hollywood movie, everybody heading out of town.
Well, you're just going to be practicing for the state fair.
Exactly. It's going to be exactly perfect practice. I'm afraid I'm going to be stuck on high. Here's the scenario that I hope doesn't happen. I'm going to be sitting on Interstate 80 somewhere around Omaha. And there's going to be no gas left at any of the gas stations. I'm going to be standing out there at the side of the road. And this is all to see a two-minute eclipse.
Now, where did you say that the people had run out of gas already? Oh,
my sister-in-law lives in Boise, Idaho, and gas stations are running out of gas already.
Wow.
And I heard the Great Northwest is a huge area because the entire population of Seattle is going to be driving south to Portland, Oregon. And,
and
it's just going to be gridlock there. So I'm going to Nebraska with some family members. I'm really actually kind of into it. It's pretty cool. And I'm learning a lot about it. I've sort of geeked out about it a little bit. And if you want to learn a little bit about it and you want to geek out a little bit yourself, go to my blog site. I wrote a post yesterday about what it does to your eyes, kind of explained what it really does to your eyes, because everybody knows that you look at the sun, your mother told you, you look at the sun, you burn your eyes. Well, what really happens? So I took a little medical perspective on it. I have a couple cool pictures from NASA, and I explained a little bit about your eye, because this is a medical thing after all. MyHealthyMatters.org, 150 people checked it out yesterday after I did it, so maybe a few hundred more want to look at it today. If you haven't subscribed to the blog, it's at MyHealthyMatters.org. You don't have to subscribe, you can just read it. But if you give me your email message, then you get notified when I do more posts, so that's cool. And also, I'm going to try, I don't know if this will work, but I'm going to try to send some tweets from Beatrice, Nebraska. But I've under, understood that there's cell phone coverage and all that's going to be wiped out because they can't keep up with all the people trying to do
They're actually putting in temporary cell phone towers
and all that. So if my Twitter deal is Dr. David Hilden, Dr. David Hilden. You can, if you haven't followed me on Twitter, go ahead and do that as well.
All right. We have invited, as we always do, our listeners to join in by phone or by text. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807 with the topic today.
We're going to talk to a colleague of mine, and we're going to talk mostly about older adults and even more specifically kind of about how do you manage chronic aches and pains of your older adult life. So a pain management for the older adult is sort of what we're going to talk about. But there's other, you know, anything about the health care for older folks. Because and the reason we're doing that is because my guest is specially trained in geriatrics. She is a physician at HCMC and practices at our Richfield Clinic. Her name is Manji Oshefeso. How did I do, Manji, on your name?
Quite good. I'm impressed.
Thanks for being here on the show. Dr. Oshefeso practices at our Richfield Clinic, which is at the corner of 66th and Lindale. She sees patients out there in Richfield. So if you are live in South Minneapolis, Richfield, Bloomington, Eden Prairie, Edina, Lakeville, Apple Valley, all that in the South and West Metro, you're going to want to come to our Richfield Clinic. It's a beautiful clinic. When did you start there? Not that long ago.
I actually started there last year in September.
1 year ago.
Yep, just about.
So my sister and I were talking about that used to be a Champs restaurant, and that was a great restaurant, but it's even better purpose now. Remember that place, Denny? Yeah, it was a restaurant.
Yeah.
But now it's a state-of-the-art clinic.
It is.
It's a pretty good place to practice, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
Yeah, so Dr. Oshefeso sees adults, not just older adults. She'll see anyone, you know, 18, 19, 20, you know, young adults as well. Mm-hmm. Your practice is probably pretty mixed, but you also have some training in geriatrics. How did you get interested in that?
I do. Well, I actually completed my residency in Cleveland in a nice little hospital called St. Vincent. And I had decided early enough that I wanted to practice, do primary care. I discovered during my residency that most of my patients were actually old, mm-hmm. 60 and above. I decided, hey, if I'm going to see these kind of patients, I wanted to know what I was doing.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. So now Manji, I got to ask you, is 60, is that where old happens, or is it 50, or is it 70? Or
do you know what the official age actually is 65 for
geriatrics.
It is.
Because that's always a funny thing. Because when I got to the wrong side of age 50, I wondered if that was getting old because I started getting emails about or mailings in the mail about retirement things and all that. Where did you do your geriatrics training?
At Metro Health Medical Center.
You were at Metro Health in Cleveland.
I was.
So Metro Health, I've not been in there, but I've driven by it on the freeway. My kid used to go to school near Cleveland, and I've been to another clinic in Cleveland. Mm. But Metro Health is an awesome one that serves a wide ranging, diverse population of Cleveland, doesn't it?
It does. This place actually reminds me of Metro Health. So
one
of the reasons I decided to work here.
Yeah, Manji and I both have similar interests, I bet, in being at a place where all people get served from all walks of life and serves everybody and I would say provides the best health care around to everybody. Metro Health was all about in Cleveland, if I remember, and that's what we're about as well. Well, thanks for being on the show today. Manji hasn't been on the show. We've done the show for 9 years, and for those of you who have listened for many of those years, it might feel like 9 years to many of you. But this today is actually our 450th show, 450. So we're catching up to the Simpsons is the way I figure it.
Oh, wow.
450 shows over 9 years. So I just wanted to mark that. Those of you who have listened to many of those shows, a great big thank you. We have listeners who listen from all over the country, both on air in the five-state area here, from the Dakotas to have lots of good listeners down there in Iowa. Hi, Iowans. And loads of people from Wisconsin and Minnesota. But we also get people listening online at WCCO.com from all over the place. So if you're listening in Arizona or Florida, or we've had callers from Los Angeles, from South Africa, thank you for listening. This is our 450th show. And I appreciate your listening. It wouldn't happen without you, the listeners. So let's talk a little bit about the practice of older adults. So when you see patients in clinic, you tend to see patients with what we sometimes call geriatric syndromes, where they have lots of different things. What is different about older adults where they have multiple things that seem to be going on, and how can you help them?
So when we talk about geriatric syndromes, it's just basically medical problems that our elderly patients have that usually have more than one cause, and it involves more than one part of the body. Examples, so we've noticed that most of our older patients tend to have falls, and falls are due to more than one reason. They could have problems with their vision. They could have problems with their balance. So another problem is something that people don't like talking about, urinary incontinence. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of that as well. Sleep disturbances. They have things like delirium, acute confusional states, and other problems that they might have as well.
Right. So I'll bet there are a lot of people right now kind of nodding their head up and down saying, yep, that sounds like my husband, Herb, mm-hmm. or that sounds like my mom, where you start to get things that sometimes it's hard to put your finger on. Like, let's take the first thing you said for mm-hmm. a second there, falls.
Right.
Older adults fall more. What are some of the reasons why they fall? Because I want you to tell me what some of them are, because so people can hear there's a lot of different reasons, aren't there?
That's right. And the funniest thing is sometimes we know that when we get older, our vision changes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times patients just have problems with their vision. They feel as if, hey, I can get up at night and still go about where I want to go. And they haven't realized that they have that problem mm-hmm. and they can fall. When they're having problems with their balance as well, that can cause them to have falls. And things like having clutter in the house. Amazingly, you trip
over, on stuff.
You trip and you fall. That's right. You can do that. You can slip. People that have floors that have rugs, we've discovered that patients slip on their rugs and they can fall and sustain an injury.
Well, see, Manji, I wouldn't know anything about that because my house has no clutter.
It doesn't, I bet.
Anybody who's been in my house knows that there's about nothing that could be further from the truth there. I do tend a little bit to clutter.
Right.
And not only that, there's a dog to trip on.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog toys and tennis shoes, sneakers lying around. But it's all joking aside, if you are an older adult who's got already maybe a little vision problem and you're getting up in the night to urinate because you have your incontinence problem,
that's
and then
right.
you're tripping on the rug and on a sneaker that's lying around, that's a big deal. Are you able to spend some time in clinic and talk to patients about this kind of stuff?
I am. Yeah, especially if I'm seeing a patient for the first time, I get more time to see those patients and we can address some of these problems that they have. So yeah. Yes.
I've often said that patients ask me, well, when should I see a geriatrician? Because someone who's not been trained in geriatrics medicine, like me, I have not,
mm-hmm.
An internal medicine doctor can do a lot of the stuff, but what a geriatrician offers is someone who is able to put together your whole life as an older adult. And as you've kind of said, things that have a lot of different causes, and they can put it all together and they can spend some time with you and use their specialized expertise to help you as an older adult. I'm talking to Dr. Manji Oshifeso, who is from our Richfield Clinic at HCMC. If you want to see her or any of our doctors in primary care at the Richfield Clinic, it's at the corner of 66th and Lindale, in right on the edge of Richfield in South Minneapolis. Great neighborhood there where lots of people live. The number to reach her, or her scheduling people, I should say, is 612-873-6963. And if you're a letters kind of person, that's 612-873-MY-MD. And you can get in to see Dr. Manji Oshifeso. I'm going to spell it for you. O-S-I-F-E-S-O. O-F-I. Is that right? O-S-I-F-E-S-O. Dr. Oshifeso. And she's at the Richfield Clinic. And she's a fabulous geriatrician and general internist. So 612-873-6963 to see her.
All right, very good. We'll take our usual break right here, welcoming our listeners to join in on the conversation by phone, which is 651-989-9226. Or you can send a text like some folks are already doing, 81807. CCO time is 7:45. State Fair sales savings up to $8,000 or 0% for 6 years on select Buicks at McCarthy Auto World in Coon Rapids. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. We're talking today about pain medication management for the older adult and accepting your phone calls or text messages. It's kind of like another open line show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anything you want to talk about for your older adults, if you are one or you know one.
Or
you care about one. You have any questions about aging and the like. We have a lot of questions from the text line. Now, I want to get back to some of the things we were talking about before. We talked about falls already.
You
mentioned something, and we're going to get to the pain management. Those of you who are waiting for that, we're going to get to that as well. But you mentioned about urinary problems as well in older adults.
That's right.
Somebody texted that, and so I'm going to use their text message to ask you to say a little bit more about that. Someone just said, why do older adults need to urinate during the night? It's not just older adults, but it seems to happen more.
Yep, it does. Now, we know in our male population, as we get older, we start having problems with our prostate.
Mm-hmm. When we hit about 40 years old.
That's right. So when you have issues with your prostate, it can actually make you go to the bathroom more. If you're on medications that make you urinate more, like some medications for high blood pressure, that can make you get up to go more. If you have an infection, that can make you go as well.
And that's in men and women, isn't
that
it?
That is right, in men and women. For females, we tend to have problems, weakness with the organs around our pelvis. So when we have that problem, we tend to not be able to control our urine as well. So coughing, sneezing, laughing.
You can leak a little bit.
That's right. You can leak. So
And then that's what we mean when we were talking at the very beginning of the show about geriatric syndromes. Not only you're at a little bit higher risk of falling, but then you're getting up more in the middle of the night.
That is right.
Which might lead you to do that a little bit more. Can you say more about women and urinary issues? Is that an inevitability of being female and getting older? Or is it because of childbirth? Or is it, what's the deal with that?
Right. You know, when you've given birth, definitely that weakens the pelvic organs more. So you tend to have incontinence. Doesn't mean that just because you've had kids that you will have incontinence, but it just puts you at a higher risk for that. But we can have patients that haven't had children and have incontinence as well. And remember, like I said, there are different things that can cause that. Let me tell you one thing that can cause incontinence, or you getting up at night more to go to the bathroom. If you have sleep apnea.
Oh.
You tend to get up more at night to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you do?
You do.
So I didn't know that as well. We've talked about sleep apnea before. I don't know if we've talked about that aspect. That's an interesting thing. Let's move a little bit, if we could, to and then there's about 10 text messages I want to get to.
Okay.
Let's move a little bit about pain management, because that's what we've sort of said is going to be the main focus of our show. Is it common in your practice to see older adults with pain problems?
It is. It is really common. So you have patients coming in, up to half of the patients you're seeing in the day will come in with
have some kind of pain they're living with day to day.
That is right.
Wow. What do you think most of the causes of it are?
So for the older population, osteoarthritis. Arthritis tends to be the commonest reason patients have pain. They come in with knee pain, with back pain, shoulder pain. They've had previous injuries when they were young. And that would affect those joints and put them at a higher risk for having osteoarthritis later on.
So mostly knees, hips?
That's right.
But it could be anywhere. Back.
It could be.
Back as well.
That's right.
So osteoarthritis
is
very common in aging people. You mentioned an interesting thing there. I've had people call into the show saying, my knee has got really bad arthritis, and it's the same knee I bashed up playing soccer when I was in high school.
Yep.
So previous trauma can do that.
That's
so
right.
What do you tell patients? Because I know that older adults taking medications can have lots of effects. And so do you just say, here's two pills, call me in the morning? Or what can you do for folks?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, it's not just, here, take these two pills.
No.
I kind of had a sense that maybe wasn't what you were going to say.
No.
Take two aspirin and call me in the morning.
Right. So the problem is that as we get older, we have lots of medical problems. So we have to consider all those kind of things when patients have pain. So if a patient does have pain and you're talking to them over the phone, tell them to come in. You want to ask some questions to clearly figure out what's causing the pain. You want to know their medical problems. You want to know what other medications they're on as well. Don't just give them medications and tell them to go. Or don't tell them to take their wives or family members' medication.
That's digging around in the medicine cabinet for somebody else's meds are a really bad idea, isn't it?
That's right.
And it's not all medications, is it? There there are other things to try as well.
That's right. So generally when patients do have pain, we like to start with non-pharmacologic options, so no medications. So we do things like exercise. We've discovered that exercise is good.
Oh, come on, we got to exercise too?
Yes, we do. Especially if you have mild to moderate pain, we've discovered that the more you move, the better for your joints.
But doctor, it hurts. It hurts to exercise.
It does. It'll hurt more not to exercise eventually. So, but yes, exercise is something that I would definitely want patients to do. We do things like heat and cold. We've discovered that those work very well.
Like icing it and heating pads.
That is right.
So before you move on from that, what do you tell patients? Ask me that all the time, and I usually go, duh, I'm not sure. Heat or cold? Which do you do?
Both, actually.
Both, yeah.
That's right. So if there's an acute injury, cold is good. It helps with the
ice.
That's right. It reduces the inflammation. Everyone knows that mnemonic, rice, right? So that's
R-I-C-E, rice.
That is right.
See,
that's
rest
right.
It.
Rest.
Ice it.
Compress. And elevate.
Elevate, yeah.
That's right. So then you can alternate as the injury gets older. You can use heat, alternate with cold. So
it feels good to put heat on there, yeah.
That's right.
All right. So we're talking about some pain management things. So we've done exercise. Mm-hmm. We've done the rice thing. We've put heat and cold. What else can you do?
We can actually try things like massage therapy. Everyone likes massages, right? So that's something
darn
that can be
tootin'.
Done. And then we've discovered that they also have this kind of ultrasound therapy that they do as well that helps with that. For women who've had babies, they know about the TENS machine. Mm-hmm. So it's like some kind of electrical stimulation, and that actually helps with pain as well.
Send people for acupuncture ever?
They do. Acupuncture is something that I've had patients come in, tell me that they've tried acupuncture and it works great, and others come in and say,
Didn't do a thing.
It doesn't work, right?
I've had the same thing. Uh-huh. I actually do send people for acupuncture, and I've had other people, in all honesty, tell me, why are you doing that? You're a medical doctor. You went to medical school. You're not supposed to be doing that. But, you know, there are some things we don't understand in the world,
right.
And maybe acupuncture is one of them, because I have had many patients come and say, that's what did the trick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what helped me out.
Right.
You've seen that as well?
I have.
Hennepin has acupuncturists, by the way. You know, so I think my wife saw him. We have acupuncturists throughout our system, not at every location, but just as a little side note, if you want an acupuncturist, it's the same number, 612-873-MYMD, and we do have acupuncturists as well. We do have phones. Denny, do we have time to do that? We have time?
Let's try to grab, at least set up the question. Loretta is calling from Ham Lake. If we don't completely answer it, we can carry it over after the break. Loretta, what is your question, please? Thanks for waiting.
Thank you for your program. I have rheumatoid ulcers on both ankles, and I can't find anybody here in Minneapolis to treat them. Does your hospital have a wound care center?
We do have a wound care center. You said rheumatoid ulcers. Do you see? I'm not exactly sure about those. Do you mean you have like rheumatoid arthritis? But you're talking about your skin here, right, Loretta?
Right. I've had these ulcers since 2001. And my husband had cancer and I had to take care of him. But when he was down at Mayo Clinic, I questioned his doctor, and they got me tied up with the wound care clinic at the Mayo.
Right. Well, we do indeed at Hennepin have the wound. It's associated with our surgery program and our burn center. It's called the Wound Clinic. It's a great clinic, actually. So if you want a specialized wound care person, and I do recommend it, call them up, Loretta, 612-873-6963. I'll give that number again after the break as
very
well.
Good. We have another half hour of the show to go, so stay with us. Overcast right now in the Twin Cities, 66 degrees.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
And good morning. Welcome to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. Among other things, we're talking about pain medication management in older adults. And Dr. David Hilden, your host, we mentioned this last half hour that it is kind of an open line show about older adults.
About older adults, yeah. And to help us out with that, Denny, thank you for that. I have Dr. Manji Oshifeso. She is an internist and a geriatrician. An internist is a doctor for adults. A geriatrician is a doctor for older adults, and she's all of that. So thanks for being on the show, Mangie.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Good to have you here. We're talking about a number of things regarding older adults, and Loretta called earlier before, and we got a little rushed because of the time. So Loretta, if you happen to be still listening, you had wounds on your feet, and I did want you to know that there is a wound clinic very specifically for wounds on your feet, and the number to do that is 612-873-MY-MD, or in numbers, that's 612-873-6963, and simply ask for the wound clinic at HCMC. One of the things we do very well at a trauma center like HCMC is that we have an incredible wound care program because people come in wounded a lot. And we have a burn center that's the best in the country, basically. And what is a burn but a wound to your skin? And so we have a comprehensive wound care center staffed with nurses and doctors and so I encourage you to look into that. Now, one of the things that the caller said, Dr. Oshifeso, is that she was having wounds on her feet. Do you get people, particularly diabetics and the like, in your clinic that get foot wounds? And what do you tell them?
We do. So for diabetics, funniest thing is the reason they have different reasons for having wounds on their feet. They've got problems with the blood supply to their legs, so they tend to have wounds. And they have problems to the nerves as well. So they actually don't feel when they have wounds. So that's a bad thing. So
when you can't feel your feet and you get a wound, you can't even tell.
That's right. So yes, they do come in with wounds. And yes, I would send them to the wound care clinic as well.
Yeah. Now, Loretta had what she called rheumatologic ulcers. And you and I both kind of looked at each other because we weren't really sure what that was. And specifically, that isn't a term that resonated with us. But I bet what Loretta's talking about is that she's probably got some bony abnormalities on her feet, maybe a Charcot foot or something. Or she's got a bone that's protruding maybe a little bit. And maybe the wounds are over that. So if you do have rheumatologic disease like rheumatoid arthritis, I do want to make sure that you have a good rheumatologist to see,
right.
And I'll bet she has that as well. We have. I want to get back into pain management because we talked before the break about a number of things people could do for their pain, and you talked about exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you talked about other non-pharmacologic things. We talked a little bit about acupuncture. You talked about ultrasound. You talked about heat and ice. Those are all great, but then eventually some people need medications.
They do.
What are your thoughts on medications in older adults for pain?
So I'm sure you've heard this, but generally for geriatricians, we like to start low and go slow. So
That's like the mantra of geriatricians,
isn't
it?
That is right. That's right. So anything we're starting, we want to start the lowest dose possible and then slowly increase it. So yes, for pain, it depends on how bad your pain is. If you've got mild to moderate pain, we use that WHO ladder for pain and we start at Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
So paracetamol and...
Paracetamol. Oh, that's what, because you know you did a lot of training overseas.
That's right. So that's what actually. That's what. So acetaminophen. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, acetaminophen or Tylenol.
That's
right.
That's right. Right. So we would start with that. And generally, I would say now for patients that have chronic pain, I think the problems they people tend to have is that they take the Tylenol just as needed.
Right.
I would recommend you taking it regularly.
Oh.
And I would generally tell my patients they could take 1 gram, so 2 500-milligram tablets, regularly twice a day, whether they have pain or not. So
try to keep it under control a little
that
bit.
That is right. That's
so that's
right.
First step.
First step. And then from that, I would go on to are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Things like ibuprofen, things like naproxen.
There was somebody who texted in about the non-steroidals like ibuprofen and naproxen. Somebody said Etodolac.
Right.
That's another one. I think it goes under the brand name Lodine.
Uh-huh.
That's another one of those. So for your that texter, that's the class that medicine is. It's
it
a
is.
Non-steroidal.
Right. Now, with the elderly, we don't commonly like to prescribe that. And it's just
geriatricians aren't real enthusiastic about them. Why?
No. Well, we found out that, like I said, most of our patients have medical problems. So a lot of patients have high blood pressure. We know that those medications can actually make you retain water and actually increase your blood pressure. Patients that have heart failure as well. You retain water, your heart failure gets worse. We also found out that it can cause irritation of your stomach. So you have bleeding, ulcers. It can actually damage your kidneys as well. So, yeah.
It sounds awful.
I know, right?
You're absolutely right, though. This is your ibuprofen, your Totalac, your naproxen. Does have those potential side effects.
It does. It does. And we also found that ibuprofen actually sometimes limits the activity of aspirin. So if you're on aspirin because you've got things like you've had a heart attack in the past, you've had a stroke, and want to prevent that, ibuprofen actually limits its activity. So we would actually suggest naproxen. Naproxen would actually be better.
Better for older adults too?
It is.
Or for anybody? You like those for all your patients?
Yeah.
So we went from acetaminophen or Tylenol to the non-steroidals. Named several of them. You can buy all those over the counter.
You can.
What do you do next?
Okay, so I'm going to step up to another. This is now non-opioid.
We're not to the opiates. And when we say opiates, to the listeners, we're talking narcotics, the big ones, yeah.
So you can actually, depending on the kind of pain you have, patients that have nerve pain, neuropathic pain, and we know we have patients that have diabetes that tend to have problems like that, we would go to some other kind of medications, like medications for seizures, so anticonvulsants would be used as well for
like gabapentin and the like.
That's right, or pregabalin.
That's
right. And would also use things like antidepressants, tricyclic antidepressants like amitriptyline. Now, for our geriatric population, we actually don't like those kind of medications. So we would move away from that type and we would go to the others.
But for younger adults, they do work. When your doctor says, I'm going to give you this seizure medicine, it's called gabapentin, or I'm going to give you this antidepressant, it's called amitriptyline, you're thinking, what? Mm-hmm. But they are used for pain and they're not yet to the point of an opiate, right?
That's right. That's right. So that's for nerve pain. We would also go on to things like other antidepressants like duloxetine. That would work well for nerve pain as well.
People get pretty good results with that duloxetine.
They do.
It goes under the brand name Cymbalta.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So after that, we could actually move to now our narcotics. And we would start that for patients with moderate to severe pain. So our narcotic medications, still starting with the start low or go slow kind of thing. We'd start with the lowest dose. Examples of things like morphine. Now, morphine and hydrocodone actually are on par. So we would start with medications like that, low dose of that. Any patient that's starting on that, we would want to make sure they're on medications to make sure they can move their bowels as well. Because we know that as doctors, that once you're on that medication,
you're not having a bowel movement.
You are not. You tend to have constipation.
It's like putting a cork.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So what we're going to do is we have a lot more, because I want to talk to you more about this one. And we talked to you particularly about, you know, in all seriousness, how we use narcotics and with bowels and the like. And we're going to take a break. And then I have about 25 text messages. I want to try to get through some of them if we could.
Or you can give us a call, 651-989-9226. By the way, our text number is 81807. CCO temperature reading 67 degrees. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Hennepin County Medical Center's Healthy Matters. We're talking, among other things, about pain medication management for older adults, or the keeping older adults healthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Danny. So we're talking with Dr. Manji Oshifeso from our Richfield Clinic. I want to make sure people know how to get a hold of her, because she is a terrific general internal medicine doctor and specialty care in geriatrics, although you can be a younger adult as well and see her. In fact, you can be 21 years old and she'll take care of you. She's at our Richfield Clinic at the corner of 66 in Lindale. It's one of the newest clinics in the Hennepin family of clinics. We have the clinics all over the place. They're in Golden Valley, and we're in St. Anthony, and East Lake, and Whittier, and up in Brooklyn Center, and Brooklyn Park. We're downtown, and we're also in Richfield. It's been there for decades, but the new facility's only been there about a year. And Dr. Oshifeso is there. The number is 612-873-6963. Okay, Angie, we were talking about, we were up to narcotics. So mentioned about the bowel. So you put somebody on hydrocodone, you put somebody on morphine because they've got a real issue with pain. What do you mean about the bowels?
Now, for opioids, we know that there are different side effects, and those side effects, other side effects tend to lessen after you've been on the medication for a while. But for constipation, we know that once you're on medications like opioids, you will always have constipation. Your body never gets used to it or develops a tolerance to that.
Isn't constipation just kind of a general problem with older adults a little bit more often, or is that not the case?
No, I would put that
as a myth. That's not the case. Is that in the myth category?
That is a
Correct
myth.
Me. So that is not the problem. But when you're on opiates, it's the problem. But
it is.
Older adults don't normally struggle with that.
No.
I mean, not routinely. Can we handle a few of these text messages? We're going to do a little bit of a lightning round, I think, here, because there's a lot of them. Let me see. I'm a 66-year-old female, and I'm in my fourth week of acute sciatica pain. How long before this nightmare runs its course? So she has acute pain, but not chronic pain.
Right. And generally for acute pain, we would expect it to resolve after or start getting better after about 2 weeks. Sometimes acute pain goes on to, unfortunately, chronic pain. And hopefully,
Hopefully 4 weeks is getting a little bit longer, isn't it?
It is getting longer.
Hey, maybe when do you start ordering pictures? So if someone comes with a sciatic pain, they've got shooting pain down their leg, and for listeners, that's usually from a nerve or something in the back. But like you just said, it gets better in most people in a few weeks. When do you start getting MRIs and the like?
So when a patient starts complaining of things like weakness in their lower extremities, when they start having problems with their bowel or their bladder, if they say that they've got symptoms that are just getting worse, if they've had trauma, definitely. I would definitely do imaging. But if they come with all those things, I would want to get some imaging done to see what's going on.
So to this person it's nightmare is probably about it. It probably really hurts, and it's not getting better. So if it's getting worse and worse and it's just not getting better, it might be time, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, okay, here's another text. What about arthritis in the fingers? Earlier you said that arthritis is the most common cause of ongoing pain in your population, in older adults. This one says, what's the best treatment for arthritis in the fingers?
Ooh.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
Right,
and a lot of people have it.
They do. Now, so my assumption is that this is osteoarthritis. Let me just tell you, for rheumatoid arthritis, they actually have some kind of hand therapy that they do. They actually put your hands in liquid paraffin, and that seems to help with rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow.
Maybe it would help with osteo as well.
Yeah, it is because, an osteoarthritis is you've got to use your fingers, and
that
can be hard. Yeah. Let's try another one of these. What about, I've heard of acupuncture for the face instead of Botox. I'm not sure what they're getting at. Acupuncture, if that's facial pain or if that's muscle things, but I'm not familiar with that one.
I'm sure they could do acupuncture, but
for darn near anything.
Yeah.
I heard we had one of the head of our OBGYN department also does acupuncture, and she said she did it for menstrual pain before.
Oh,
so that's
really
a kind of a pain for a younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
We just have Danny's given me the 1 minute sign, and there's about 20 more of these. How about this? My mom's 88. She had a stroke 10 months ago. Now many bowel issues, constipation, diarrhea, anxiety, already takes a stool softener and anti-constipation meds. Would anti-anxiety med help at all?
Oh, right.
That's asking a lot, isn't it?
It is.
In 30 seconds.
She would have to be assessed to see if she does have anxiety, and with as required based on the assessment.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
Yeah.
Lastly, here's one about, is it common for middle-aged people to dislocate your ribs?
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I'm looking at you. I'm going to say the same thing. No, that would not be terribly common. We are out of time.
Oh, my.
Well, how could we get a hold of
you? Want to get a hold of Dr. Manji Oshifeso at our Richfield Clinic at 612-873-6963. And please do check out the blog. My latest post came up just 24 hours ago. It's about the eclipse and being safe with your eyes. It's at myhealthymatters.org.
See you at the fair.
See you at the fair next week. Come out, 7:30.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.